Okay, I'm going to start already straight away because we are a little bit behind. We started with Sif Al. I'm going to briefly go through it again. Yamim al yamim on seas, venores and rivers, horim vegvois vemidborois, mountains, hills and deserts. Oyim bochta Hashem ekim ani cholam oisim asa breishis. For yam a gadol on the great sea, uyom shoyim go leretz Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's the one that you pass over, you cross to reach Eretz Yisrael and to reach Egypt. Oyim bochta Hashem ekim ani cholam oisim yam a gadol. We need to see them. The Mishnah Berurah over here, which brings the machlokes and Sif Katan Beis. We mentioned all this yesterday, but I want to just mention see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. Why is it called Yam HaGadol? If it's talking about in the Mediterranean, so why is it called Yam HaGadol? Why is Yam HaGadol? It's not that big. Mishnah Berurah has got a better pshat. It's called Yam HaGadol because it's 1 year. That's right. It's 1 year Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is great. So the sea next to Eretz Yisrael, it's considered great. It's the one which is near Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that I think that from a perspective, from a commerce perspective, and it's mamash the Suez Canal, and that kind of it connects the continents. So I think there is some chashivas in that as well, but. So it's great in importance, both from the perspective of Eretz Yisrael, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, and one could argue that also from a commerce perspective. But many achronim disagree with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. They hold the Dafka Liyam Okeanus, and it's talking about an ocean. Gadol Shebechol Hayamim, which is the greatest of all seas, which is the ocean. Shemakiv is Kol HaOlam, which surrounds the entire world. Does anybody remember how much percentage of the world is land and how much percentage of the world is water? 72%. Wow, look at that. A walking encyclopedia. 72%. Okay, so there you go. So no wonder that the ocean can be called Yam HaGadol, and you can make a bracha on that. Halav kovu bracha b'fnei atzma b'fnei gadloi, and you can therefore make a bracha on it because it's chashivas. Haval yam she'ovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael, but on the sea which you are going to fly or pass or cross when you reach Eretz Yisrael, lo nikra zeh HaGadol, it's not called Yam HaGadol, b'vachin alav kumel shayomim, and you will only make a bracha on any other sea. In other words, that on the Yam HaGadol you can make the specific bracha Yam HaGadol. On any other sea, you say oisim asa b'reishis. These brachos you can only make once in 30 days. Rabbi Yisai, Bournemouth. You see the scene, Bournemouth. Is it too early to talk about Bournemouth?
I was just there recently. Okay. What
brach do you make? You like Bournemouth. What brach? Pardon? Not Yam HaGadol. Not Yam HaGadol. So therefore, pardon?
Sure.
So therefore, what are you saying? That you can't make a bracha, you can't see Yam HaGadol, you say Oisim Asa Breishis. What will you do? Pardon? Is it Yamim? Is it something that deserves a bracha? Ala Yamim v'Nehorais.
It's a sea, right? It's a sea.
It's a sea. So therefore, Oisim Asa Breishis. Oisim Asa Breishis. Rabbi Yisai, go to Bournemouth. Have you been to Bournemouth? Oisim Asa Breishis? We do. You can say Oisim Asa Breishis. Yeah. Anybody who goes to Britain is an island, right? So if you go to the various coasts, whether you go to the western side, to the eastern side, yeah, Yam HaGadol can make a bracha, but again, only once in 30 days. But those of us who don't have flats in those fancy places, and you only end up going there once in a few years, yeah. So, bracha is definitely. So he says, "What mishloishim yoyim, mishloishim yoyim." How is Yam HaGadol? V'chein loshen atu, but kama poiskim mitikunus bracha zu b'loshen ava she'os is Yam HaGadol. So there's various opinions as to whether you say "Ois Yam HaGadol" or "She'os Yam HaGadol." I don't know what's printed commonly printed in the Sidurim. I wonder. Rabbi Yisai, what's it in Sidurim? Is it Sha'os Yam HaGadol or Oyser Yamagol. I'm pretty sure that it's a Sha'osa Yamagol. Sha'osa Yamagol. Yeah. It's a very good question. How do you define a river? Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch says Yamav in the Horos, and you make a bracha on the Nahoris. How do you find Nahoris? So this is a base which is going to help us a little bit. But then a minute, what's Sha'asa? Asa Yamagodl. Yeah, Loshan Ova as the Mishnah Berurah suggests. See, base says Loikal Nahoris Mevorich. You don't make a bracha on any, just on any possible river. Not every river. You don't make on any river. Not all the rivers deserve the bracha. Elo. There's four rivers which are mentioned in a pasuk. There's four rivers which are mentioned in the pasuk. Chidekel and Pros. I don't know which ones, which are the other ones. And those are deserve a bracha. Any others don't. But if it's a Mishmur explains this, because we need to see how Mishmur explains it, it's going to make much more sense. You've gotten Dalit explains. Lav Davkeil, it's not just those, Chidekel and Pros, not just those rivers, but Heluadin Kolan Horish and Gdoilois, any particularly large river, Kmoy Elu, like those, Elu Adalit and Horish, for sure you do him Shimimei Bereshis, Kmoy Elu, Vloni Sav Achkach Mvorech. So, what he means is that he has to be A, two conditions. Condition number one, a particularly large river, strong river. And number two, it has to be unchanged since Shishmei Bereshis. So, if it's a canal or it's man-made, there's been some work to change the system, the of the water going through, then you can't make a bracha. Because again, tebach is referring to Oysa Ma'as Breshis, if there's been tampered with, you don't make a bracha. No. You can make it if the bracha, very good question as well. If it is, look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hei. B'makom shel nishtane perish. T'b'makom shechafru v'shinu ma'alcho shel hanoh, in the place that they were digging and they've been changing the flow of the river, l'derech aches, to a different direction, en v'ochim v'yus amokim v'olo, from that place on, it's lost its bracha. T'sham lav ma'as breishis, from that point onwards, it's not oysa ma'as breishis anymore, because it's been changed and been tampered with. But, significant change. I think that what it's la'afuke, I think what doesn't make a difference, is that many rivers have additional supports, like the banks, and like protection from floods and stuff like that, that's okay. It's only a really significant change of directions in a flow. So that it's not as much anymore. Again, if you're not sure, you don't make a bracha. Yeah, so what size qualifies? Very good question. So, Rabbi Yisrael River Thames, and on the Horos, next time you go to River Thames, yeah, you'd make a bracha. No? So the poskim say he has to be one of the particularly strong, and it's interesting, it's not just strong, it's also particularly long rivers that you make a bracha. The poskim speak about the river Volga. The Volga River, which is many, many, many miles in Eastern Europe. I think it goes from literally a few countries. Anybody good in geography? Anybody? Volga? And the other particularly large, pardon? Pardon? Which one?
The Rhine and the Moselle.
Moselle, is that the same? Or is it two different ones?
Two different rivers.
So, some rivers. It's interesting, it's mentioned that it's both the how much water goes through as well as the length of it. These are the rivers that you can make bracha. I don't think any river in the UK qualifies for bracha. So generally, there are some rivers in the continent, down there in the continent, which you can make a bracha on. Yeah. Seif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. V'loy kol ha'orim v'lagvoyis mevorech. Non any possible river and hills you make a brocha. L'odav kol ha'orim v'lagvoyis ha'meshunim. Particularly the different ones. V'ni keres gvures ha'boyir bohem. And they are so recognizable. The gvure, the vigor, and the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam is recognizable. Only then you make a brocha. Something which is pretty straightforward. Like the regular kind of hills and mountains, rivers and lakes, we don't make any brach on that. Only if they're outstanding beauty. What's gvois? That's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about it over here. What's the definition of a gvois? Hills. What's a hill? Although a hill is, what's a hill? How do you define a hill? Big. That's a horim. What's the difference between horim and gvois? Oh, nearly. So it's interesting. I didn't see much, but how would you use which gvois, which hills do you make a brach on? Which hills? Sounds strange, right? It's a Mishnah Shulchan Aruch. Gvois make a brach. So the only thing which I saw is, I believe the Aruch Shulchan says it, is that it's when it's very, very long. It's a very long string of mountains. So when you've got, they might not be particularly high, but if there's loads of them, so. I can't think of an example, actually. I don't know.
Something in Cape Town called the 12 Apostles.
What's that?
It's like a range of mountains with like 12 sort of...
Oh! They're not particularly high, but there are 12 of them. I hear that may qualify. I don't know. Interesting shaila. May very well be. According to those authorities, it's not about the one particularly high one. That's Horim. That deserves its brach on its own. But if you've got a long string, like all... Like the Himalaya. Himalaya, for sure, that's like a broad down. That you've got, even never mind the Mount Everest and the K2, which deserves a brach on its own right, but just if you go to the other part of that, where it's like just long, like hundreds and hundreds of miles of mountains, there you can make a brach. So next time you are in that area, you know that, you know.
Yeah. What about falls, like Niagara Falls?
A very good question. Niagara Falls. Do you make a brach on the Niagara Falls? Very good question. Niagara Falls. Yeah, I hear. It's a very good question. What bracha do you make, and do you make a bracha on Niagara Falls? Yeah. It sounds right. Yeah. They're like...
They come up from the ground.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know if you make a brach on those. What brach would you make on that? I don't know. Interesting, I don't know.
My question is, if you live in a place permanently and you overlook this...
Every 30 days.
Yeah, but if you live there permanently...
No, so it could be, that's a good question, it could be that once you're a bit numb to it, you're a bit used to it, and you lose the excitement of it, it could be that you don't make a bracha anymore. Although it does say you can make it every 30 days, but yes, when he cares, so it could be, one could...
I've seen it. You've seen it all the time.
So
you
probably lose it.
Yeah, you don't see it all the time.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah, it could very well be that you lose the bracha. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah, you lose the bracha. Yeah, I hear that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Simon Reish, Chav Tes. Birkat HaKesha is the brach on a rainbow. Rabbi Yisrael, what brach do you make on a rainbow? Do you make a brach on a rainbow? Why do you make a brach on a rainbow? Yeah, why do you make a brach on a... It says in Shulchan Aruch. Haroya Keshes! Somebody that sees a rainbow. Hoima, he says, Boch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Zoicher Abris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the covenant, the promise. Ne'eman Bevrisoi. Many says, Ve'ne'eman Bevrisoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy in his bris. That means he promised nothing will happen anymore. So he's Ne'eman Bevrisoi. Fikayim B'ma'amoroi. And he establishes Ma'amori's words. That is the Baruch that we say. That's the Baruch that we say when we see a rainbow. Ve'also le'istakel boy be'yoisa. You're not allowed to stare at. You're not allowed to stare and gaze at the rainbow. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'alef. Haroye keshes. Ein kedai lehagid lechaveru sheish keshes. Mitamu itzidibo. Chay Adam. Rabbi said this is an interesting Chai Odom, and Chai Odom says, don't tell anyone about this. Don't, if you see a rainbow, don't spread the word. Why? Yeah. It's moitzidibo. It's as if you'd spread something negative. Because the fact that a rainbow is out, that's not a great sign. According to Chai Odom, it implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering the bris, and if not for the covenant, Hashem would be angry with us. That's what it implies, the rainbow, according to the Chai Odom. And therefore, you don't point out, because it's as if it's a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu needing to remember the covenant. Needing to remember the bris that is not going to bring a flood on us again. That's why there's a kesh, according to Chai Odom. He's remembering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a keshes, and the rainbow is a symbol that he's remembering the bris that he made. Therefore, don't show somebody else. When you see it, you make a bach, but don't show somebody else. Yeah. Don't tell. Even if he's not going to make a bracha, Mishmforshim say on this Chai Odom that you don't. The truth is, it's very hard to find a source for this Chai Odom. All the poskim, many poskim question is, where does he get it from? It's a mitzvah dibur. And some achronim are not so happy with this Chai Odom, but Lemais Mishmor brings it down. He says, mitzvah dibur, don't show somebody else. The truth is, to be perfectly honest, the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that. But also, he's stuck by Biyo. He said, why not to gaze at it? It's beautiful. I love rainbows. They look so nice. Why not have to look at it? Why not? Why not to stare at it? The answer is because it could be. That's where the Chai Odom comes from. Now, it's just, it's a negative. It implies something slightly negative. And therefore, you're not going to look at it too much. Yes, David. Yeah. Yeah. So the question is that I saw actually today. So Rav Eliashiv Shlomo Zalman speak about, if you hear somebody saying the bracha, does that mean that you're going to look? Because you know, does that mean you're going to look? And they say that no, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can, but you don't have to. It's mitzvah, but at the end of the day, it's mitzvah. But you don't have to look. You don't have to look. If you see it, you should make a bracha. If you can't hold yourself back, then you're looking at it, you should make a bracha. But if there's no obligation to look at the rainbow, even if you know there is one. Yeah. But again, you don't have an obligation. You only have an obligation to make a bracha once you saw it. If you don't see it, you don't have to make a bracha. Yeah. Yeah, very good indeed. Very, very good. That is what some of the Achronim mentioned from the Gemara, and that we're going to see soon in Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan. No, it's not in Siv Katan. Hey, but it's brought down in the Achronim, I saw. That is, yes, there is something about that. Yeah. Now, there is a very, very fascinating Bialocha, which I don't know if people are aware of that. I don't know. You tell me. The Bialocha says, we leave the Betzorich Ian. What happens if you don't see the entire rainbow? What happens if it's not a complete rainbow? Sometimes they disappear halfway. They disappear halfway. They don't do what's called chatzigol. They don't do half a circle. They do only a fraction of it, or part of it, or half of it. They don't do a whole half circle. It doesn't really make sense to whole half circle. That's probably a funny expression. But you don't see that in the half circle. You only see a part of it. Yes, that'll be the next question. So what if it doesn't have the entire semicircle? What's the halacha? Bialocha, sloini spayim be'inyan daf kashira b'tmun as keshes v'kichatzi goyir nagulo o yafilu miktas menu dai. And he leaves it with Tzorchien. The Bialocha leaves it with Tzorchien. He's not sure and he's not convinced that he can make a bracha if he sees a part of a rainbow. He leaves it with Tzorchien. I don't know what that means, halacha lemaisa. What I saw is that the poskim can say, since it's anyway a reshus, you're not obligated to make the bracha. And so some say that it's anyway a suffix, so better off not making a bracha. But I've seen many choshva yidin making brachas on less than semicircles, rainbows. So, not sure. But there is such a bialocha, I think it's important to know. Yeah. So therefore, so you're saying that it has to be the entire one? Yeah. Now, in terms of Moshe's question, what if there's houses blocking it? That would be another question which the Achronim discuss, and it's got to do with the Pialocha. So if you need to see the half, if it needs to be chatzi eagle, then so it could be that it's not good enough. It could be that it's not good enough. If pardon, yeah. So some say that it's okay if it's the houses blocking it or trees blocking it. That's okay. So it's good enough. But there is a Achronim hold that if you don't see the entire stretch, then you can't make a bracha. So there is, but the most I think that many are making. It's interesting as well that I saw the Aris Vash, the Rebbe Reb Yonison, he speaks, and it's others also, they question a little bit that scientifically, the question scientifically is that there is a natural explanation for a rainbow, which unfortunately Mr. Vigod is not here to explain it to us. Does anybody know the scientific explanation for a rainbow? He has something to do with the rain, the cloud, and something. That's what it is. Yeah, something. So they question, that's already something which was known already a while ago. And they question, how does it make sense that this, if the scientific explanation for it, how does it make sense that it is a remembrance of the Ribbono Shel Olam's promise? How does that actually make sense? But some Achronim are bothered by that. I don't know about that. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you see one and then the next week you see another one? So if it's not one after, if it's less than 30 days, we just spoke about a minute ago that if you see beautiful creation, you can't see the same bracha, you can't see, if you see the mountain twice, or the river twice, or the ocean twice in 30 days, you don't make the bracha twice, you only make it once in 30 days. What happens with the rainbow? If you see two rainbows, one after the next, and 2 days later another one, can you make... Very good, as opposed to very good, says the Mishnah Berurah. Indeed, Uvikan, that's right. Uvikan says Mishnah Berurah of cotton base. First word line, Uvikan imro oisod pam afilu b'slach choizavach. You do make an additional. You make a bracha again. Loidami, and it doesn't resemble the kolalach the camel of pam achas b'chodesh talivuch levucha. You don't. It's not the. You don't make a bracha on. You can make a bracha again. It doesn't resemble what we learned earlier. Because the kana keshav vechol of cholaf alachle, it's a new rainbow. It's a new rainbow, so you can make a new bracha. If it's two different, if it's not like the same out, make bracha one.
If you've got two rainbows at the same time, one on top of the other,
One bracha. One bracha. Yeah, one bracha. Now, Mr. Musaf Cotton Hay says, but also they stuck in your name and a look. Of course, if you stare at a rainbow, it affects a person's eyesight. Hello, quickly man, look at it. Quickly have a quick look and then go down. So don't do what I'm always pushed to do. Is you look at it, you make a bracha, and after you like look at it and enjoy the beauty of it. So that you're not meant to do, because according to Mishnah Berurah, hello, look at it, make a bracha, and that's it. Because at the end of the day, also a stakel babiyosa, and it's not a great sign. You're not meant to look at it too much. Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah.
Why did the Chatzis create something so beautiful?
Good question. I don't know the answer. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Interesting question. What do you think about? Yeah. And then finally, Save Base speaks about one of the most rare, probably the most rare, the rarest bracha. Yeah, there's English. That good English. The rarest bracha or the most rare? The rarest bracha. What's the rarest bracha? Not Mashana Brit, pardon? Because of Chama. Haroi Chama bit Kufasa, we see the Bach on the sun. We did it a few years ago, like, what was it, 2-3 years ago? More? 4-5? I don't know, it was recently. Well, how long ago was it?
Nine years ago,
really? Oh, wow, okay. So Haroi Chama, it's very rare. It's 128 years. Haroi Chama bit Kufasa. It's once in 28 years. That starts. I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch very well. But the Tkufa starts on the beginning of Wednesday night. It starts on Tuesday night. The Tkufa, the period when the sun reaches its stage where it was, where the sun, when it's, the sun is in the place Where was Bibes HaOlam? It reaches every 28 years, it reaches that place again. And that is, that's on a, that always falls on a Wednesday morning or Tuesday night. Paboike, in the morning, so after 28 years, you'd expect that the bracha is a bit longer than that. You'd expect like a whole big, massive bracha, yeah? It's not. It's oisem asabreshes. Now there's a bracha that we don't do anymore. As Mishabu is going to say, we don't make that bracha, but there's also when the moon reaches its pure place, and it stars in its right mishmoris, in its right placement. When the moon reaches a specific place where its mazel tle is, it doesn't bend into any directions. When the stars reach a specific place, it doesn't go into any particular directions, not south and not east. We don't say those brachas. The only one we do is the bracha once in 28 years of chafres lechafres shana. I remember it was last time. There was like a whole. It was sforim. Sforim came out about this bracha. What's the minik? When do you do it? How do you do it? Do women say it? Do women don't say it? And it's like a whole massive. You know, I suppose once in 28 years. It's quite a thing. So everybody went like, Mamash, was it Mamash 9 years ago? It doesn't feel like 9 years ago, but yeah. So it was like, Mamash, do you do it better be Yochid, better be Tzibu, is it Rav Am, is it, how do you do it? Should one be Motzi of this? All those questioning come. But now we've got a few years to think about it. But, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. I spoke to somebody there who remembers doing it, 28, it was like, so 9 years ago it must be. He remembers from 28 years ago when he said it with Reb Shlomo Baumgarten, who was the Rav in 69, and he said that he heard Reb Shlomo Baumgarten saying it, that he remembers Birkas HaChama from 20 years before that, which was said with 28 years ago, was probably Reb Shlomo Baumgarten, was probably with the, was it the Shevet Sofer probably, and he then heard something which the Shevet Sofer had said 28 years earlier from the Ksav Sofer. So it was like interesting thing that some messiahs that go on from one big zechama to the other. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the halachas of that Yam HaGadol, and the machloek is what exactly Yam HaGadol is. We spoke that a river has to be a particularly strong river, and a river that has been untouched and unchanneled. We spoke about mountains, we spoke about hills. We spoke about a rainbow and a person is not meant to point to a rainbow and you're allowed to gaze too much at a rainbow. We spoke about Birkas HaChama, and that leads us to be ready for Simon Reish Lamech, which we shall be starting not tomorrow because of the tainess. So, yeah, but on Wednesday, Emir Tzah Hashem. Good evening, Abbo Yisai.